I'm Andrew Ammann. I'm an endocrinologist at Oregon Health and Science University in Portland, Oregon. Happy to be with you today. I'm going to discuss just very briefly some aspects around insulin therapy. I think many of the individuals that will be listening to this have recognized the barriers that have to do with insulin therapy, particularly in type 2 diabetes. We know that there's provider inertia that many of us are reluctant to move on, maybe due to the complexity of teaching patients how to use insulin. There are behavioral barriers to initiating insulin. A lot of this can be around the patient's fear of injections or the fear of hypoglycemia, which may be founded or unfounded, and then also the fear of weight gain. Finally, there's the limitations actually to start after you start treatment. Again, hypoglycemia is one of those. Non-adherence due to complexity of the regimen could be another, and the weight gain can still, again, raise its head. So I bring that to you because we know that there's different ways to overcome these barriers to insulin therapy, that we have to teach patients about hypoglycemia, but we also want to have patients, in many cases, get the insulin that is going to cause the least hypoglycemia, and in particular, in specific circumstances where we have where we might consider the new ultra-long-acting basal insulins. I think many of you are aware of these, that we've had good basal insulins for well over a decade with Detemir and with Glargine U100. But now you've been exposed to these new things. First of all, we have a number of new products that are called biosimilars that have a Glargine U100 in a different form or a different available name that we have one in the market and more to come. But we also have the U300 Glargine, which has a longer profile and less variability, as well as the degludec insulin, which is an ultra-long-acting insulin associated particularly with less hypoglycemia at nighttime for both of those ultra-long-acting insulins. So we have to remember that they don't necessarily improve A1C reduction, and therefore we have to think, well, where are we going to use these insulin? I'm sure some of you have the question of where am I going to really implement these insulins, particularly in cases where they're going to cost more. Well, I think it's going to be in those patients who are basically insisting that if they go on insulin, they want the product with the least hypoglycemic risk. In some cases, we can honor this. In other cases, for financial reasons, for instance, maybe we won't be able to. Secondly, it would be those patients who are experiencing nocturnal hypoglycemia with their current basal insulin, especially if their morning blood sugar ends up being relatively high. So, for instance, if they're going down too low at night, but they're still not in control in the morning, that would be a reason that we might consider going to these longest-acting insulins with the least likelihood of nocturnal hypoglycemia. They could be patients in occasion who just don't, their present basal insulin doesn't last 24 hours, and we can see that tendency for the glucose to rise at the end of that 24-hour period. Again, a place where we might consider this, particularly in this case in type 1 as compared to type 2, we see this problem. And then sometimes in the future, at least now with one of those two insulins, with degludec, we can get larger doses. We can get 160 units in our heavy patients who require more insulin. And in the future, I suspect that will be true for the U300 insulin as well. So there's a variety of places where you really have to think about what are the barriers and what are the dangers, for instance, with a patient who has a high risk of cardiovascular disease and a particular, therefore, risk of hypoglycemia, and the older patients who inherently have higher cardiovascular disease and are more prone to hypoglycemia. These are some of the areas where we would consider these new insulins, where we would expect to sort of magnify or at least maximize their potential for benefit. Thank you.